what to do if people pass right in the midst of this crisis. And a lot of people don't know what that's like, and some have experienced a very atypical situation. So we've invited Frank Perman from Perman Funeral Home in Glenshaw. Their family has been doing this since 1966. And Frank, we appreciate your time this morning.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here and glad to give you some information, gentlemen.
Well, there is a lot of misinformation, and we're discovering that now. So currently, what are you allowed and not allowed to do should you have a funeral for a family member or friend?
Well, first of all, most of it is adjustments. What we've done is we can still meet with families, but of course we're going to be separated. We can meet live. Also, I've been doing some arrangements online. I've also been doing some by email and some by telephone. So the arrangement side actually isn't that bad. It's actually good for some families, especially if they don't want to travel. But the issue is, like, what can they do? We still have visitation. We can still have a visitation. However, it's limited by how many people can be in the building. And, we have a very large funeral home, so we can separate people quite well. But we're limiting to 10. We're extending and expanding viewing hours. So instead of, a typical 2 to 4, 6 to 8, we'll start visitation at 10 o'clock in the morning. And we're asking people who come, one, don't be sick. Two, make an appointment so we know how many to expect. The visitors cannot sign the register book. We'll sign the book for you. We're not passing pens around. And then we clean up after each group leaves.
Hmm. And where would are family members there to greet people during this time, or are they in a separate room as people just sort of walk by that in order to keep the numbers of, under that 10 threshold?
Well, the family can be here. And again, we can separate them out, and we ask them not to obviously have a lot of people. We're asking people not to hug each other, not to kiss, obviously. But just be here, just be present, because people don't realize how important just the gift of presence is. As I say, it's extremely important, especially during times like this, just to let somebody know, hey, I'm here for you. I will do whatever I can to help you through this situation.
I'm curious that the fact is, you're right, people want to see that they have that emotional support of their presence, even though it can't be in the same way that we've all been accustomed to for all of our lives. But I'm also curious as far as what happens after that. You go to the gravesite, is that completely separate now, or can you do that too with people?
There's multiple things. First of all, it's up to the cemetery. Most cemeteries now, they don't want anything inside the buildings unless it's a mausoleum entombment. Most cemeteries, the Catholic cemeteries, have shut down. It's just they've shut down any services on the premises. It's just drop-off only. I mean, a family can come and follow, but they must stay in the car. Some of the cemeteries are also allowing people to gather, but they want everybody to be very separate. It's not a close group up at the graveside. They have to be separate.
Okay. A friend of mine's father just passed away, and they had a very small family only funeral. And they're going to have a cookout at some point later in the summer, a gathering, at the summer just to celebrate the life. Are there any state rules or mandates that are in effect for funeral homes right now?
We're all under the same rules. We're under the same rules. I think that other businesses are. We're still considered essential. I mean, that's just natural. that we can't let somebody be a dead body, stay in a place for a long period of time. And it's just changed the way we do things. We have to assume anybody was and everybody was exposed. But this isn't my first rodeo through different diseases. I mean, we've dealt with the AIDS epidemic. We've dealt with H1N1. We've dealt with tuberculosis and meningitis and hepatitis. And, you know, we take precautions to protect ourselves, protect our families, protect the families that we deal with, and to protect the deceased.
You know, this, though, is unprecedented. I remember all of these things, but nothing even came close to the shutdowns that we've experienced and the hardships. Have you been alerted at all that there could be a dramatic increase in people passing away because of this virus? And do you need to be prepared for that?
We are prepared, but no, we really haven't heard that there's going to be, you know, major issues. Pennsylvania does have a disaster mortuary system set up, if it would get to that point. It's not business as usual. It's business unusual. We really have to be careful, again, just to protect ourselves and protect the families that we're gonna deal with and serve during this time.
Well, I appreciate you joining us this morning. A lot of people very unclear about what happens in that case. So thank you very much, Frank, and stay safe.
You too. All right, gentlemen. Have a great day.